This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hello, and thanks for checking out the best of North Sound 1 podcast. This is Grant Thompson here, and we're online at northsound1.com/listen again. On this week's podcast, we look back at the last 7 days of North Sound 1, and coming up, we'll have an X Factor review from Gregzy at breakfast. Songs of Phrase is coming up as well. Basically, whenever you hear a song on the radio, do you ever sometimes hear a line that isn't really there, or you mishear it? And it makes it sound a little bit funny or a little bit dirty. That's coming up soon. We'll talk about North Sound 1's Feel Good Friday. Feel on a Friday. But before all of that, anybody at your workplace that annoys you, possibly with their annoying habits, I know there's a few in here, I'm not going to name them, but they've done exactly just that. They did name the annoying habits that your workmates have on Gregzy at breakfast during the week. Here's what happened.
A nice day for going back to work, going back to the office and working with all those people that you love spending 5 days of the week with. You spend more time with them than you do with your family.
Yeah, I certainly do anyway.
It's a fact. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that can get really on your wick. A present company, of course, except... Oh, the awkward looks around the studio at each other. Colleagues picking the nose is the most annoying office habit.
That's the most people have got to worry about.
People
picking the nose.
Who cares?
It's their nose.
Their business.
Nail biting is another one.
Well, if they're biting their own nails, again, not a problem.
Yeah, if they're biting yours, you've got problems.
And also body odour, people coming in with a bad smell. These are the three most annoying office habits, apparently. I think there are worse out there, and I'll give you an example. I used to work, and I won't say who, and I won't say where, but I used to work with a guy who used to pick his ear with a pen.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, but this is the worst bit, then used to wipe the excess on his desk.
That's horrible.
Oh, and it was one of those desks that you had to share with other people.
I thought it'd be too crunchy to stick on.
Oh, the worst you've.
Everyone's having their breakfast. That's horrible.
What's the worst you've come across then?
My big office annoyance is printers. All printers. Every printer I've ever met. None of them work.
So it's not a colleague then.
No. I'm going to invent a printer that works.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'm with you. I had a massive argument with the printer in the office this morning.
Yeah.
Arguing with a printer, what's that? Like, it got results. It did, though, didn't it? I shouted and kicked it, and it actually did work.
I got no paper. You've got plenty of paper. Stop moaning.
What's the worst you found, yes?
For me, it's annoying mobile. There's certainly a song I don't like that's that someone's got on their mobile phone, and that really does annoy me when I hear it every single. I'm like, hurry up, I'm going to answer your phone.
People with excessively loud
mobiles. I cannot take any more of that song. Yeah.
And they leave them on the desk and they go away.
Yeah.
They go into a meeting in a different room.
Silent.
I know. Or take your flipping phone with you. Right. What are the most annoying habits of people that you work with this morning, Northeast Scotland?
Well, Denise says someone constantly tapping a pen on the desk. That does her head. And Emma's a little bit like that. But Emma says Emma's workmate has a bad habit of clicking his pen. And she does tell him to stop, but he just ignores her. And then by the sixth time 6 o'clock comes,
that would get annoying.
She's got a sore head. So, and also in the text, Hazel says she gets in trouble for cracking her knuckles at work. She doesn't really even realise she's doing it, actually.
That one hurt. Oh, that one hurt. Oh, what a big girl.
That's what
I
you
am.
Get.
Seriously. We're also getting a lot of texts here from people who work here at North Sound 1 saying, Gregzy, yes, what is that annoying ringtone that you both hate in the office that keeps going off?
It's
annoying.
It's not even annoying for me. It's like nails on a blackboard.
Oh, it's the worst, is it? It's just that, and we can't say whose it is because we'll get in so much trouble and we'll upset the person in question. But it goes off every 5 minutes and they're never there to answer the phone. I mean,
no!
Oh, it's just gone off again! Oh, it's just gone off again! Can you imagine working with this? Oh, we're in trouble now. We're definitely in trouble now. But we didn't mention any names, so we're fine. Aren't we, Susan? Oh, no! We mentioned this just before 8 o'clock, and I had no idea that people were going to be as brutally honest about their comments.
It's quite nice to get
it
off your chest, isn't it?
It really
on a Monday.
Well, according to a recent poll, the most annoying bad office habit of working with colleagues who pick their nose. I think that's nonsense. I think there's a lot worse out there.
Yeah.
What do we got?
No name on this text. They want to remain anonymous, but it's the most annoying thing that people do in the office is leave the kitchen minging, coffee spillage, dirty teaspoons everywhere. Also, the way some people walk. or scuffle?
This way, people
says
walk.
It lift your feet.
Oh, shufflers, yeah.
John says passing wind beside me, and then they walk away.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Ross says he's got a colleague who'll only talk about herself, even if he's talking to someone else about a completely different subject. She'll butt in and turn it so it's all about her. Really annoying.
Right. Well, I think we got somebody on the line here who we're going to be changing her name to protect her identity. What's your made-up name?
Tracy.
Tracy, right. Tracy, better write that down so I don't call you by your proper name. Tracy, tell us about your colleague's annoying bad habit.
It's really annoying when somebody's chewing food on the phone with a full mouth and speaking to a client. It annoys me. God knows what the client thinks.
So, what do you mean then? Like, when they're chewing food. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it's not only that. It's when they go that...
Oh,
grinds on me.
Thing is, they're eating with their mouth full as well.
And yeah,
I'm talking with their mouth full even, yeah.
And they're like noisy drinkers as
and
well.
And then they choke on a crumb or something. They say, oh, sorry, I'm eating. Don't even speak to them.
And are they trying to impress the other people? They're talking to clients, did you say?
They're
trying to impress
so,
people on the other end of the phone.
Nah. Yeah, but how unimpressive is that? It's just disgusting. It's, me.
What does this person eat?
Oh, everything. Cup of soup, sandwiches, crisps. Oh, that monkfish as well. Have you ever smelled that in the microwave?
No way! They don't eat monkfish at their desk!
Yes! It's disgusting! Disgusting!
You work with the most vile human I think I've ever heard of. Well, Tracy, that's not your real name. Have a great day at work.
Hopefully monkfish is not on the menu today.
I know, because I absolutely hate the smell of it, let alone the taste.
Oh, Tracy, thanks for the call.
Well, have a nice day.
You too.
You know, I wonder if my workmates would maybe say that I had any annoying habits. Or maybe you think I've got annoying habits. Let's just maybe keep that to ourselves. This is Grant with the best of North Sam 1 podcast at northsam1.com/listen again. I'm going to let you hear another Songs of Phrase soon. It's my favourite bit of Greg's Eat Breakfast, where they bring songs with lyrics that you mishear. We'll do that soon. And right now, Greg's Eat Breakfast talking about being stalked by animals. Yeah, that's right, animals.
This morning, we're asking you, have you ever been stalked by an animal? Let me share a story with you. There's a bloke here who was he was forced into handing over his dinner. Remember, like at school, when you got picked on by the big bully and you had to hand over your dinner money?
Yeah.
He had to hand over his garlic bread. He'd been stalked by a fox on his way home. It cornered him in an alleyway, leapt at him, circled him like...
Leapt at him?
Yeah, like he was like prey, circled him as well, and tried to snatch his shopping bag, which had all his food in it.
So he decided just to hand him the garlic bread.
So take the garlic bread and run away with his garlic bread.
This wasn't cooked garlic bread, was it?
No.
I don't think the fox was that fussy, to be fair.
You ever been stalked by an animal?
I have, yeah. A seagull, believe it or not. But yeah. I just bought myself some lunch in a bakery in Kincorth. And then I walked across the near bus stop. And that was where the stalking actually started, guys. Yeah, the thing is, a seagull only had eyes for my lunch. But the thing is, it was playing a little game with me. I was actually really frightened. So I would turn around to look at it. And it would make out that it wasn't after me. It would look at the other way. But I knew its game. I knew its game. It was after my lunch. But I started to forget. I kept moving to different bus stops. And it was still following me. So, and I didn't want, you know, you don't know what they're capable of. And you don't want to really be attacked in the middle, like, beside a busy road. How embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, I don't really want to hand over my lunch.
Joe's kind of laughing like that's a real pathetic story.
Yeah, exactly. That's a seagull,
stalked by
Joe.
A fox, stalked by a seagull. What have you been stalked by?
Well, I'm currently being stalked by a ladybird.
And we're talking about being stalked by animals. I've got to mention, I've been stalked currently by an animal, right? I sit in a first floor flat behind the back windows. I've got a wall which is about the same height as the windows almost, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a good distance back. And occasionally you get birds and stuff sitting on the wall. But I had my blinds down and the sun was just at the right angle to produce a silhouette on my blind of what I thought was Godzilla. It was just a squirrel. Louis Sebastian and I were hiding in a different room. What's that?
Shaking.
Anyway, what have we got in the text this morning?
Son says, I was mugged by a seagull. It swooped down, hit me on the back of my head with its wing, took my sandwich, flew off. But she did actually fight for a sandwich. Kept
fight
half. She did, but
ding,
a big seagull bite mark in it.
Oh, gee.
But she still ate it. She was hungry.
Oh, I don't think I could. I know what seagulls eat.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. I'd be like, no, you can have it now.
Do you know, it's funny, I saw one with a chip once, right? I thought it had tomato sauce on its beak, but they all have that red bit in their beak. They do all have the... Have you noticed that?
Oh, they've probably been raking in the same bin, to be fair.
No, they do all have that little red bit. Like, my mistake.
I think we've got somebody on the phone now who wants to share a story. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Liam here.
Hi, Liam. Where are you phoning from, Liam?
I'm from Fresbrough.
Okay, so you're in the Broch.
In the Broch, yeah.
And you've been stalked recently, or for a long time now, terrorised. Yeah. In fact, terrorised by an animal.
Terrorised with a neighbour's cat.
What does it do?
Every time I come home, I open the front door, and the cat's sitting on top of the wee ledge above the door. I open the door, and it pounces. And I've tried changing the times. I come home, but no, they're all
bad luck for you. You've totally adjusted your life to try and avoid this cat.
Adjusted my life coming home different times, and the cat's still there.
What do you think its problem is? It's obviously got a problem with you, Liam.
I don't know. I'm the only one in the tenement that does it too. As I said, I've tried changing times and the cart's still there and it jumps.
How extreme have you changed these times? Like, how late have you made yourself, Liam?
Oh, come home at 6 o'clock and then come home at 8 o'clock.
It's like 2 hours.
Yeah,
sneaking up your path, eh?
Yeah, and I've even tried to have a lot of late tidbit for it, but no, it doesn't dig in it.
So you're trying to buy its love, and it's just not working.
Sneaking up the path, he's getting his keys out, and then
And I've even spoke to the neighbour, and she says, try talking to it.
Talking to it? You need to take him a bit of fish. That's what you need to do.
I've got plenty of fish up here, like.
Oh, hi to the Broch. And what's the name of the cat, by the way?
Foster.
Foster. That's what you need to do. You need to foster the cat out.
Well, that's a good idea.
All right, Liam, thanks for the call.
Okay, cheers. Thank you.
I sometimes get stalked by my cat, but only when she's looking to be fed. That doesn't really count, does it? This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen-again. £500 of fuel on Friday. Here's what happened.
So, you've all been texting through, taking part on Fuel Good Friday with North Sound 1 and John R. Weir, Mercedes-Benz, Aberdeen. Now it's time to find a winner.
Hello.
Hello, Shirley.
Yeah, hello.
It's Andy James from North Sound 1 and Craig's here as well.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello. How are you doing?
Very well. How's your weekend going so far? I know it's only Friday.
It's going good, although I got to work tomorrow.
So you text through to win your £500 worth of fuel, thanks to John Arweir, Mercedes-Benz, Aberdeen. How much fuel do you use in a week, expense-wise?
Probably about maybe £40-50 a week. Just depends how much travelling I'm doing.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
It is.
Mm.
And the good news is you've just won yourself £500 worth.
Oh, hooray! Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. You don't have to worry about fuel for ages.
10 weeks.
Oh, well, good maths.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really, really good. That's
okay.
Made my weekend.
Great stuff. Thanks, Shirley.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Bye.
North Sound 1, the only radio station in the northeast of Scotland to give you £500 worth of fuel. This is Grant Thompson here, and we've been talking about this for a while. Greg's Eat Breakfast and Songs of Phrase. Song lyrics that you might have misheard. Here's what happened.
Songs of Phrase. Grab your lyric sheets. We will now sing the hymns of Wet Wet Wet, The Noisettes, Bon Jovi and Adele. You're going to love these. These are commonly misheard lyrics and songs. We've all been sort of scouting around our music collector for the last couple of days trying to come up with some of these. Yaz was the first to point out that it's not just lyrics that you hear in songs. Sometimes you hear odd noises as well. Sick of leaving in the morning with the night you gave away. Does he burp?
Marty Pello. Yeah, got a bit of the windy pops as Marty Pello.
Does he burp
that? Yeah.
Stop it, for goodness sake. What's all that about? So, Joe the News, excited this morning, he came to me and says, I've got one! What is it, Joe?
It is Bon Jovi, Living in a Prayer.
And the line that you can hear is...
doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. It's true. Oh, I love it. What you got, Yaz?
I've got the Noisettes and Donuts at the River.
Donuts at the River.
They went for a picnic in Seton Park.
I love that one. Donuts at the River. Yeah. I've got Adele, which is Poor Lorraine, Set Fire to Lorraine. I set fire to Lorraine. It gets worse. She smashed her face as well. Oh, here we go. Everybody be seated now for the Songs of Phrase on Greg's Ear Breakfast today. Thank you for sending these in. These are fantastic. 61025, start your message with the word North if you spot any more. First of all, Rihanna. Who sent this in?
Carol, it was. She says, I always think that California King Bed sounds like California Cream Egg.
Cream egg.
You've got to kind of sing along with it for it to work, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've also got... Oh, now, somebody's given us a TV theme.
Yes, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Everyone knows the words to this TV theme, but somebody obviously doesn't really know the exact words, because they sing shooting some meatball outside of the school. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all,
shooting some meatball outside of the school. When a- right. I think we got our young correspondent Lewis on the phone. Hi, Lewis.
Good morning, Gregory.
How are you today, Lewis?
Oh, I'm not too bad, not too bad.
You spotted that we just played one just before 8 o'clock.
I did. I heard you play Flowrider Wild Ones just before 8 o'clock, and it sounds like Running with Whips and a Monobrow.
Running. Right. Running with Whips and a Monobrow. I am a wild tamer now. Running with whips and I'm on the prowl. Right, that's pretty good, actually. Running with whips and I'm on the prowl. Running with whips and a monobrow. Lewis, can I ask you, are you old enough to know who Frankie Goes to Hollywood are?
No.
Right.
No. Well, I possibly am, but I've just never heard of them.
Old.
Lewis, we don't want to talk to you anymore. You're making us feel old. Off you go. Thanks for the call, Lewis.
See you later.
He's our young correspondent, Lewis. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. This is a belter.
Stuart says, relax, don't do it. When you want to suck a chew it.
Suck a chew it?
Uh-huh.
As in the sweetie. Listen to this. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, it could have gone anyway, let's be honest.
That song that you're speaking about, people put in different words and they think it's different words.
Misheard lyrics on Songs of Phrase. What have you heard, Henry?
One was singing it about message in a bottle.
Yes.
Sounds like it was a year has passed since I broke my nose.
Yeah, it has passed since I broke my nose. It's true, we can hear it now. Oh, that's brilliant. Yep, we can definitely hear it there. Oh, boy. Well, thanks for that. That's a great one. Oh, right. Oh, there we go. There's a fare coming in. Right, well, have a great day, pal. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.